Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all kinds of health issues on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, as we always do for new listeners, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the United States with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but is not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as chronic headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussion syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many other health issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for your health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So, in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what is happening, as well as offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, I always like to remind everyone that you can listen to all of our prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the shows on back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel, concussion, and allergy, by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then the On Demand button, then scroll down and select the Your Health shows. Then you can click the individual show by topic. The magic of on-demand radio. We love that. Well, here we are in the post-holiday winter season. Usually, we're dealing with lots of snow and ice, although this year has been very weirdly warm and snow-free. People have been out and about more and more this year, continuing their fall sports activities, even though there are still odd patches of ice here and there and frozen uneven ground. Moving about, taking risks, jumping around. This means we've been seeing a lot of folks with unusual falls recently, especially, it seems, landing on their ribs. It's also, regardless of how much snow we have, the season of colds and coughs. So today we're going to talk about rib pain. There are many, many causes of rib pain, including a fall or other trauma. So let's jump right into the topic, but carefully so we don't fall and bruise our ribs. Before we get into the causes and solutions for rib pain, let's talk a little bit about the amazing structure and function of our ribs. We often call the structure of the ribs the rib cage, but I personally don't like that term because it implies a fixed and rigid structure, and that is not at all what the ribs are like. I prefer to think of them as the rib basket that surrounds and protects the most vital organs of our thorax, our heart and lungs. The word thorax, of course, refers to our chest, the upper part of our body from the diaphragm to the base of the neck. Humans have 12 pairs of ribs that are made from bone and cartilage. As an interesting aside here, there is a remarkably consistent range in the number of pairs of ribs within the mammals, with some minor variability across species and individuals. For example, there are 12 to 13 pairs of ribs in mice, moles, rats, cats, and dogs, 18 in horses, approximately 20 in elephants, depending on the species, approximately 15 to 17 pairs in blue whales, the largest mammal on Earth, indeed the largest animal on Earth, but more than 100 to upwards of 400 in snakes, which are not mammals, obviously, with over 400 in the large pythons. Wow, that's a lot of ribs to bruise. Anyway, the human rib varies in the specifics of its anatomy, depending on where in the thorax it is. Each pair of human ribs attaches to the vertebrae, meaning backbones, in the thorax, in the chest. The ribs all attached to the thoracic backbones in back, and then they arc around to the front of the chest to create the protective rib basket. Rib pairs number 1 to 10 then also attach to the sternum, i.e. the breastbone, in the front of the chest, either individually via a slip of cartilage, which is the case for ribs 1 to 7, or through a cartilaginous ribbon that blends the front ends of ribs 8 to 10 as it curves up to attach to the sternum. These cartilaginous attachments are very sensitive and can be very painful when injured or inflamed, as, for example, during bouts of something called costochondritis, which is inflammation of the rib cartilage. Rib pairs 11 and 12, the bottom pairs, are the so-called floating ribs, and they only arc partway around from the back toward the front of the chest, and they do not attach to the sternum. They are widely variable in size and shape among individuals. The ribs all move as we breathe in and out, articulating at their joints with the backbones and the sternum. The rib pairs all have somewhat different paths of movement throughout respiration, depending on where they sit in the basket, but essentially they all rock out, back, and or up during inhalation, expanding, and then in, forward, and or down during exhalation. There are many layers of chest wall muscles that attach to the ribs and sternum on both the outer and inner surfaces of the ribs all along our rib basket. These muscles can be very involved in any perceived rib pain. Between the ribs run the intercostal nerves. Intercostal literally means between the ribs. These nerves generally run close to the bottom edge of the rib, just above them. Of course, they are not the only nerves in the chest, but they are important in relevant muscle control and sensation for the rib area and are often involved in rib pain. So then what causes rib pain? Well, of course, there's the obvious issue of a fall or other impact injury from sports or car accidents. These can result in severe chest wall and rib pain even without any fractures. The associated bruising can lead to inflammation of the rib cartilage, the aforementioned costochondritis, and this condition can be extremely painful and can take many weeks to heal. Costochondritis can also come on in association with other conditions as well, and it sometimes occurs without a clear cause. Muscle strains, sprains, and spasms can cause rib pain, and these are often associated with rib displacement, where one or more ribs has been pulled or twisted out of its normal range of motion in relationship to the other ribs. This can lead to pain, particularly when inhaling or exhaling, and a sense of having one or more ribs out of place. Osteoporosis, which is thinning bone, and numerous other less common bone diseases or cancers can lead to rib pain. Generally, such pain comes on and worsens gradually over time. Rib pain can be due to prolonged coughing brought on by another illness, the repeated forceful use of the cough muscles associated with the ribs and diaphragm itself literally strains these muscles and they can ache and spasm. There is also the chance that perceived rib pain is due to disease of an underlying organ like the heart or lungs. Lung pleurisy, inflammation of the lining of the lungs, can cause sharp pain when breathing deeply that feels like rib pain. And of course, it's very important to remember that sudden onset chest pain in general, especially when accompanied by shortness of breath or weakness, needs immediate attention to rule out heart issues. Generally, if the rib pain can be reproduced or worsened by pressing on the affected rib area, it is most likely not due to a heart problem. That's a daunting variety of problems. So how do I decide what to do with a rib pain with all these possibilities? Make sure to work with a physician who is deeply trained in working with musculoskeletal problems to evaluate your rib pain in detail in order to determine how best to handle your individual problem. Such a physician will take a detailed history of how you arrived at your current condition, examine exactly how your ribs move or don't move, and in which locations and under what pressure you experience your pain and discomfort in order to determine which ribs are injured, which muscles are strained, or which specific tissues are inflamed or injured, and to what extent they may be damaged. You might or might not need an X-ray or MRI to confirm the details of the diagnosis. A detailed diagnosis can frequently be made without any imaging, depending on exactly what the problem is. There are so many possibilities for the cause of your rib pain that the details of your rib problem will determine the specific approach and duration of your treatment. If you've had any kind of fall or traumatic injury, and thus fracture or dislocation are possibilities, then you definitely win a trip to the ER and imaging will be required. It's important to understand whether or not there may have been an associated lung puncture with a rib fracture. If you've had a more minor injury or are suffering from an intermittent or chronic problem, then until you can see an appropriately skilled physician, let pain be your guide. And if it hurts, don't do it. And you can use ice or heat for immediate pain relief. An arm sling may be helpful to take the pull and pressure off of the affected ribs, but beware of long-term use in a non-fractured injury to avoid developing frozen shoulder from non-use of the shoulder joint in the sling. A rib brace may also be helpful to minimize motion of the affected ribs, but again, take care not to use it for an extended period of time unless ordered to do so by a physician. Over-the-counter, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory medicines can be helpful for temporary pain relief until you can be seen. Drugs like aspirin or ibuprofen may help to reduce pain and swelling. After an appropriate diagnosis, the treatment options will be carefully considered and discussed. Osteopathic treatment can be an excellent, sustainable approach to help with rib and thoracic problems, to restore normal rib range of motion, relieve muscle strain and spasm, alleviate pain and inflammation, to restore full normal range of motion to all the ribs and associated tissues, and to heal and prevent the problems because it addresses the root structural and anatomical causes that led to the development of the rib pain in the first place. A good osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be especially helpful for rib pain. How could that work? An osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine knows how to work gently and in precise detail with the intricate and extraordinary mobile structure of your thorax, ribs, diaphragm, associated upper back and chest, working with the bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, nerves, and fascias to relieve inflammation and pain, improve the range of motion of bones and muscles, optimize circulation and lymphatic drainage, and help your body restore your ribs, sternum, chest, and all the associated tissues to optimal structure and function, thereby not only helping to relieve the pain, but also help to prevent the problem and support healing. In addition to regular osteopathic treatment, here are some important tips for maintaining good health and structure for your ribs and thorax and avoiding pain, aside from not falling down on the ice. Always gently stretch your chest and upper back before and after exercise or other strenuous physical activity. Practice deep breathing and shoulder mobilizing exercises regularly to help keep ribs and thoracic muscles moving freely. Don't try to lift weights that are too heavy for your own individual conditioning to avoid straining your chest wall muscles, including household items and furniture. Wait till you can get help. Use proper technique and equipment that is the appropriate size and weight for you. Make sure that your sports, construction, maintenance, and repair activities are not straining or forcing your back and shoulders and chest motions, and always follow good body mechanics in all of these activities. Stay well hydrated to keep tissues flexible and healthy. One of the best ways to avoid rib and sternal problems is to mobilize and strengthen your upper back, chest, and shoulder muscles without straining them. Gradually increase weights, reps, range of motion exercises, and duration of stretches, and make sure to get guidance from a trained fitness coach. So to review, rib pain can come on at any stage of life, even without an injury. There are less common and more medically serious causes of rib pain, including chest pain we mentioned earlier that can accompany cardiac problems, as well as a daunting number of possible causes of thoracic pain in this complex area. So any rib or thoracic pain should always be examined by a physician well-trained in musculoskeletal health. Osteopathy is practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can relieve the initial pain and symptoms and make a real difference in helping optimize structure and function in the ribs, upper back, chest, and arms, and therefore in resolving and preventing these pain issues with gentle, precise, hands-on work. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut, Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. with evening hours Wednesdays and Fridays, or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time, every other Friday at 12:30 and Sundays at 5:30. Take care of yourself. Watch those icy patches. Enjoy your health, and thank you for listening.